But first, the grassroots movement Women Wage Peace was founded about 5 years ago in Israel in an attempt to promote an agreement that would eventually resolve the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. Today, the movement has more than 43,000 members, including Arabs, Jews, and Bedouin. We want to take a closer look at what the organization is doing during Women's Month, because Women Wage Peace is dedicated to including women in all aspects of their decision-making as part of resolving the Israeli-Palestinian conflict by means of a non-violent and mutually acceptable agreement. That's no small feat. So welcome very much in studio to Yasmin Rubin Cooper and Manar Abu Dal. Welcome, ladies.
Thank you.
So Yasmin, I thought I would start with you. You have a master's degree in social industrial psychology, and you've worked as a consultant in leadership with the IDF, the Israeli Defense Force, after you were involved with the left-wing youth movement when you were younger. How would you describe Women Wage Peace to someone who's never heard of the organization?
So I think you actually described it quite accurately. We're a grassroots movement. We're spread over Israel. We have around 70 regional teams working, volunteers, of course. We're all volunteers. From women from all Israeli society. And we're a grassroots movement means we're not a party, we're not a partisan movement, we're not identified with any party. We're just working hard, first of all, to change public opinion about the ability to solve the Israel-Palestinian conflict. Mainly, most people, I think, are all for a political resolution, but most of them don't believe it's possible. So we're doing a lot of work with the public and pushing our politicians and decision makers to work very, very hard to find a solution. So we're working also in parliament to push them towards that. That's mainly what we are. And we're a very inclusive movement. We work with religious women and secular in the periphery and in the center. As you can see, we're Arabs and Jews, Christian and Muslim and Jewish, and try to be very inclusive because we believe that peace is not a matter of one group from society. It belongs to all of us, and we truly believe that most of us want peace.
Yes, Min, so why are you in South Africa at the moment?
We came here mainly to share our experience and spread the word and to learn, because we know South Africa was into a long negotiation and very hard periods of time, which we hear did not totally disappear. But we think we are going everywhere we can learn from about how to bring the two negotiations, how to handle it, and how to handle the post-peace agreement period of time, which should not be very, very easy. So we're meeting around here with very, very interesting men and women and learning from them. It's very insightful.
Manar, you are 33 years old and you grew up in the ancient city of Lod, where you were raised in a mixed community, I believe, which included Jews and Christians and Muslims. How did you become involved with Women Wage Peace?
Women Wage Peace. First, I want to say Assalamu Alaikum. And the peace to all of the world from South Africa. I am a social activist and promoting leadership and dialogue programs with women and youth. I am a member with Women Wage Peace because I believe in women. In my country, in Israel and Palestine, there are 70 years old a war, and we are a pain, and I say now is a time, women time, to bring the peace in the Middle East, and this what give me to be a member in Women Wage Peace. Yes, also I see in Women Wage Peace a positive language, a positive language that I am a Muslim woman. That choose to take the powerful from the reality pain and take responsibility to bring reality peace to the both side.
Maybe this is a question, Yasmin, first for you, and maybe then for Manar, if she feels comfortable enough to answer. Not everyone in the Middle East wants peace, and I'm sure that Women Wage Peace has been criticized for being nonpartisan. You're not linked to any political organization, and you're saying that you want a nonviolent solution, whereas some people may feel that that's possibly too vague, too esoteric. What do you say to critics? And I don't know, I would assume that maybe you have members of your own family or people who have criticized your involvement with Women Wage Peace.
Well, not my family, actually. I think they're all members of Women Wage Peace. I'm quite a good advocate for that. But, of course, we're criticized from both sides. I think that extreme left will criticize us for not being really anti-everything that is Israeli now. And I think from the extreme right, we will be criticized for saying the word peace and really believing it is possible. I think that what we say depends what the criticism is, but I think that whatever people advocated for didn't work. So you can be cynical or you can be skeptical, but it didn't work till now. We're sending our kids to war. Palestinian kids are hurt. Israeli kids are hurt. Mothers are hurt. Everyone, no one is very happy with the conflict. So people who criticize us think in old ways, from my point of view. They can't, and you can't look on an old problem with old eyes and finding new solutions. You have to look at the situation with new eyes, with new perspective. That in that way, you can maybe find new solutions. And for the first thing, I think what we saw that until now, the negotiation tables approached in the past with definite solutions. Both sides came and said, okay, this is exactly what I want. And you can negotiate like that. Maybe men can, women can't. And we're suggesting different approach, approaching the table with the needs, approaching the table with creative solutions, with trying to create a creative solution together. And we think that can really, really work. So the world was always changed by believers, and I think you South Africans are great teachers of that.
On the app, online, and across the Cape on 567 AM. This is Cape Talk.
Good afternoon and welcome back. If you've just tuned in, it is lunch on Cape Talk. It's just gone 22 minutes past one. I've been talking to Yasmin Reuben Cooper and Manar Abu Dal, who are with the grassroots organization Women Wage Peace. And Manar, I'll continue the conversation with you. What do you say to people who are critical of Women Wage Peace, who say that a non-violent resolution to the decades-old conflict in the Middle East is simply not possible, and why are you wasting your time?
Mm-hmm. I believe that Women Wage Peace, we in Women Wage Peace say peace is possible, yes? I am a Muslim that dress a hijab, yes, that when I come to airport city or the mall, the security stopped me because I dress a hijab.
Yes.
This situation is very, very pain, and sometimes I'm cry, okay? This is very, very difficult, and this make me to not stand behind and see what happened around and continue in this reality pain. I have to take responsibility. I have to change. I can't continue with this. I can't continue with the pain. I can't listen. I understand this people that say peace. There is no way to peace. No, there is a way to peace, because I am Manar. I can't continue with this pain. Yes, my culture can't continue with this pain. I have to take responsibility to change this pain, because we are in the total human. That's it. I have to say that my English is my third language. I speak to Hebrew, Arabic, and language. When I come to South Africa, I come to say my message. Also, I want to learn from South Africa. And what I learn in South Africa, to broken the fear that I am speak English.
Yes.
South Africa give me powerful to speak in English. I am speak English the first time in South Africa.
Well done, Mama.
Yes.
Well
and done. I want to say thank you, South Africa. Yes.
Thank you so much for sharing your passion. So English is your third language, and even though you may feel as though you're struggling with the words, your passion for peace and your frustration with the current violence is so evident. We've got one or two messages from listeners. Sarah's message to say, at the end of the day, Jews or Arabs, we're human beings. They're human beings with families. They have fears and hopes and dreams. Someone else has texted to say, language is a bridge to unite people. And the Jewish women in Women Wage Peace are reportedly starting to learn Arabic. I love that. And I believe that's true, Yasmin, because you were speaking Arabic to Manar earlier.
No, I was speaking Hebrew, actually, I'm learning Arabic, and I'm following Manar. We have another member in our delegation, Hiam, which is not here now, and they're speaking Arabic. I'm just trying to pick out the words, which I already understand, because we really believe that communication is essential, and it's a big problem for us if we can't communicate in our own languages.
Of course, we have a country with 11 languages, so we should all be learning more languages. I'm aware of the fact that Women Wage Peace has been involved with several campaigns and missions over the past 5 years. You did something really inspiring about 3 years ago. I know that you staged a massive march on Jerusalem. About 30,000 people were involved, and you marched from the north of the country. You camped outside the Knesset, which is Parliament. What else do you have planned for the rest of the year? What is next on the agenda for Women Wage Peace?
So we're in election time. Again, this year, second time this year, we're ahead of elections. And we're having sort of a march. It's actually events all over the country that will take place in the last week of August, calling politicians to work for politicians and public to work for equality and for bringing a peace agreement. So we'll be there out there in the streets, thousands and tens of thousands of us calling for that and calling the public to watch and to ask who they're voting for. What are you going to do to change the situation here? And putting women politicians in front.
Do you have any support from existing politicians or lobbyists? How are you going about targeting the parliament and legislators in Israel?
So we're working in parliament. We're there every week. We come there, we sit in the plenum, we sit in commissions. We're promoting a bill that is called Political Alternatives First, which is supposed to make the government obligated to invest in political alternatives to the conflict, not armed ones. And we're working with politicians from all the parties, I must say, whoever is willing to work with us, and we're trying to reach them all, because we actually believe that the interest is not lying in one side or the other of the political map.
And Women Wage Peace is not for women exclusively, correct?
Yes. There are other men that come with us, but the leadership is for the women. The women is the first. The women is decide. The women is a continual. Men come with us, but the women is the leader for this movement.
If you've just tuned in, it's just before 29 past 1. This is Lunch on Cape Talk. My name is Tessa van Staden. I'm standing in for Pippa Hudson. We're having a fascinating discussion about the role women have to play in rebuilding societies and communities, particularly this time in the Middle East. In studio, we have Yasmin Ruben Cooper and Manar Abu Dal, who are both involved with Women Wage Peace, a massive grassroots organization in Israel that has over 43,000 members and thousands of volunteers. Yasmin, what does success look like for you? So what is your goal, and what would you like to see happen in 2 years' time?
When we were first founded, we said, okay, 4 years and we're done with it. And as we used to say, we discovered it's not a sprint, it's a marathon. I think one thing we have achieved already, I think peace was not in the discourse in Israel till 2014, and I think we brought it back, and people are talking peace now. Not all of them agree what it will look like, but they're talking peace. I would like to see more and more parliament members trying to work for peace. I would like to see our bill accepted and I want to see in the streets people making positive conversations about peace agreement, and more believers and more people joining us. So also you can join us in our Facebook page. It's called Women Wage Peace Worldwide Supporters, and in our English site. So you're very much invited to follow.
Thank you, Yasmin. I'm going to share a couple of messages quickly before we go to news. Someone else is saying, loving the discussion on women wage peace. Thank you. That's from Tinas. I'm a white person. I hate how some media and presidents like Trump spread propaganda about Muslims. It's ridiculous. Belinda says, very inspiring, loving your message. And I'm assuming she's referring to you, Manar, your beautiful accent and your English. Thank you, Belinda. And then someone else asks the question, is Yasmin and Manar not fearful for their lives or the lives of their children? How do they push past the fear, especially when they come across prejudice? Welcome back to the Lunch Show on Cape Talk. My name is Tess Uppenstad. And if you've just tuned in, we are talking the role of women in community building and conflict resolution, specifically with regards to the Middle East, ahead of Women's Day in South Africa tomorrow. Our guests are Yasmin Reuben Cooper, who is Israeli, and Manar Abu Dal, who is Arabic. She's Muslim. And they're both Israeli. And they both are involved with a grassroots movement called Women Wage Peace, which has tens of thousands of members in Israel and has been doing lots of work over the past 4 to 5 years. Just a quick reminder, just before we went to news, Yasmin, we had a question, a beautifully put question from a listener saying, are you not fearful for your lives or the lives of your children? How do you push past the fear, especially when you come across prejudice and anger? Yasmin?
Yeah, so I can't say I'm fearful on an everyday basis.
You're not fearful?
No, I'm not fearful on every... Obviously, I'm fearful for my children because now my eldest son is just 5 minutes ago, before we went into this radio, sent me a picture of him getting released from the army. And my second son will be in the army next year. So I'm fearful for that. And I'm fearful because war can break any minute now in the Middle East. So it's like we're on the edge, but not on a day-to-day basis. And mainly what we're trying to do is break the prejudice and work together and listen to each other to learn better, to know each other, because we see we have so much in common and so much to learn one from each other.
Manar?
I want to say that I am promoting a meeting between Palestine in the West Bank and Israel, Arab and Jewish and Christian, youth between 13 to 17 years old. And I believe that we have to make a directly communication between this youth, because this youth is our leadership. Is our leadership to the peace. And we have to give them the true information. Yes? The conflict go and be big because we are fear from other. Because we know, we don't know each other. And I am in safe, but when I come to the mall and the security stopped me. She stopped me because she don't know who is Manar inside. She say my dresses, and this is very difficult. This is the difficult, not the safe. The know each other.
Yes. We fear that which we don't know.
Yes.
Manar and Yasmin, thank you so much for your time. It's been an absolute pleasure having you in studio. I just want to read you one last message that someone has sent. They say, it's interesting that it's women who are picking up the pieces to bring peace to the Middle East, something that many men have failed to do. Thank you for being so inspiring ahead of our Women's Day too.
Thank you.
Thank you.